This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, U.S. soybean producers are once again caught in the middle of a trade war. China's been slow to make purchases. In fact, they haven't made any at all, leaving farmers worried about where demand will come from. Now, this marks the second Trump administration and the second time American agriculture has been pulled into a global trade war. The difference now is that countries appear to be more willing to push back, raising fresh concerns across the ag sector. We'll talk more about the situation next.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel, made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans, supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner, now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
When I was out in Washington, D.C. at the beginning of the year and we're talking about trade situations, a lot of groups in the agriculture industry said that they were willing to come along for the ride and help support the greater good, but that it would not be sustainable for a long time in agriculture. Soybean growers were some of the loudest voices there. Well, now the new trading year has begun as of September 1st, and China has yet to step in with a purchase of soybeans, leaving a noticeable gap in the market. Now, Arlen Suderman is the chief commodities economist for StoneX, and he says the lack of movement on Chinese trade deals is fueling uncertainty. And he offers a perspective of where things stand and what it could mean for U.S. farmers going forward.
Their lead negotiator was in the United States to negotiate last week and went home without anything substantial to show for it. Both sides, U.S. and Chinese negotiators released statements that were very vanilla in nature. Both their statements said things are complicated. That's not wording that gives us a lot of hope or encouragement.
And as mentioned before, farmers and ag groups have said that this was not a long-term strategy that they could stay in. Farmers are growing increasingly impatient with the lack of progress, while China is working to build coalitions with other countries to push back against the American tariff strategy. The longer this stalemate drags on, the more concerns grow in farm country about losing valuable markets to competitors, especially Brazil.
And meanwhile, what do we see? We see President Xi Jinping of China meeting with President Putin of Russia, meeting with Prime Minister Modi of India, meeting with Brazil, saying that they're going to gather together to fight against Trump and his tariffs. We see a court that rules, an appeals court that rules against the Trump tariffs. That increases the uncertainty, that emboldens those countries that are trying to fight against us and may unwind some of the trade deals we have that were good for agriculture.
Of course, this situation could ultimately make its way to the Supreme Court. And even if the justice were to rule against the administration's actions, it would not guarantee any immediate change in policy or relief for farmers that have been caught in the middle.
There are still a couple of other avenues that the Trump administration can try for keeping the tariffs in place, but it does put them on a little bit shakier footing. And that's exactly what some of these countries are holding out for and hoping is that the Trump administration loses on this and that they won't have to give up anything. The whole purpose of this was to get these countries to lower their tariffs and their non-tariff restrictions. And so all of that may be out the window.
For soybean producers, the uncertainty has become almost as damaging as the tariffs themselves. China has shown no signs of caving to U.S. pressure, and that resistance leaves farmers questioning how long this standoff will drag on. The outcome of this trade fight will shape not only the health of the farm economy today, but also America's long-term role in the global soybean market. I'm Dustin Huffman.